Chris, there's so often during the regular season you guys have generated some energy off of Igor's performances, especially early in a game. Was that, did that feel like this tonight? Were you guys generating some energy off of the way he played, especially in the first, in the, early in the second?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that we've talked a lot about, is how much confidence he instills in us, especially when he's making hard saves look easy. With that being said, still got to foot on the gas when we get up. Can't sit back and let them generate chances, let them tilt the ice. So want to continue to forecheck and make it easier on the D and make it easier for me more to get that lead.
So in game one, you know, when you have that really unfortunate ricochet that ends the game, obviously you're not going to be able to always get the lucky bounces you want in the playoffs. But, you know, how big of a deal was it to see the way the team responded to, you know, taking a lead and holding it for the entire game and really just having a different mindset this time around?
Yeah, I mean, I think we sat back a little bit too much when we got the lead in that game as well. But all three games have been really, really close games. Could have gone either way. And, you know, it's a playoff hockey, so we just got to continue to work three bounces.
Can you take us through your goal and what you saw?
I think he did a good job down low. Came around the net, saw the defenseman didn't have a stick, and just tried to walk out.
You're the last link to that 2014 team. What does it mean to everything you've been through the last few years to playing a game like this at the Garden, a meaningful playoff game to get a win? Does it mean more to you, you think?
A lot of ways 2014 feels like yesterday. And in a lot of ways it feels like it was a long time ago, too. Things happen pretty fast in this league, so I want to try to take advantage of the opportunities they have to be able to play playoff hockey in front of these fans again. It's an experience that's hard to put into words. I just want to take advantage of the opportunity.
Chris, is it even more important to score the first goal after losing the first two games?
I think I want to score the first one in the game. I'd like to score the second one and third one as well. Probably not stop there, try to score.
Chris, talked about playing in front of the fans. What kind of energy, what kind of emotion was it going?
Yeah, it's a terrific environment. So into the game. So much energy throughout the game. So we've been pretty instrumental in our starts here. And it's easy to feed off the energy of the crowd right.
Chris, you make many adjustments on the pilot play off the first two games. What you can see down there?
We didn't really get a lot of looks in the first game. Maybe 30 seconds. So then had a better idea of what they were trying to do in game two. It comes down to our mentality. Getting in on pucks and competing, trying to win pucks and have more 5-on-5 mentality.
But in that power play when you guys scored, Chris, it looked like you guys were able to, I don't know if they just didn't pressure as much as they did in game two, or you were able to relieve that pressure a little bit. What do you think you guys were doing there? Because they were up on you guys on the walls and at the points in game two, but they weren't on that first power play.
Yeah, I mean, it's a copycat league. I feel like everyone pressures on the kill, especially on initial entries and loose pucks. And that's a team that's been probably the best on the kill in the league all year. Very effective at pressuring, so. So we just got to continue to support each other, have that 5-on-5 mentality and try to relieve pressure. So there's a loose puck, there's a puck on the wall, and you know they're going to be jumping. So you know, we get set up, we need to work for each other. Need to have options, need to have outs, need to communicate and skate.
What did you make of the situation at the end of the game that had Gerard fired up?
Well, after the whistle?
Yeah, we're filming.
I think I was still hugging Modern Santa Prairie, so I missed it.